Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top story, the state's watchdog investigating illegal PPP loans, as hundreds of employees have some explaining to do. WBBM's Valerie Vorbroker with the story.
In its latest report, the Illinois Office of the Executive Inspector General found more than 200 cases of state employees across multiple agencies fraudulently received money through the Payment Protection Loan Program created to provide relief to small businesses during the COVID-19 pandemic. The state's Department of Human Services accounted for 175 cases alone. Other agencies include the Department of Corrections and the Department of Children and Family Services with 27 cases. The office is recommending employees involved be terminated. To date, the loans account for more than $7 million in public funds. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, more questions this afternoon about Mayor Brandon Johnson's proposed $1.25 billion bond issue for the city.
20th Ward Alderwoman Jeanette Taylor asked city officials how the outcomes of the mayor's billion-dollar-plus borrowing plan would differ from those of tax increment financing as far as the neighborhoods are concerned.
TIFs were supposed to be were created so that we could develop communities that were underdeveloped. And what happened with that money is it was poured into other places that didn't need it.
Daniel K. Hertz, the housing department's director of policy and research, responded.
We have districts downtown that generate well over $100 million a year, and districts on other parts of the city, especially the south and west sides, that generate, you know, $500,000 a year and really don't have enough oomph financially to complete major projects. The bonds, on the other hand, will be not restricted by geography.
The Civic Federation says the mayor's plan is sensible. Selecting the projects, though, will be key. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Native American leader is concerned about reports that Starved Rock State Park could get a new name.
The Illinois Department of Natural Resources recently announced it would consult with Native American leaders about finding more appropriate names for some state parks. That includes Starved Rock in LaSalle County, which is named after a legend about Native Americans starving to death there while seeking refuge from a battle with another tribe. Ted Trujillo, a leading member of the Passamaquoddy tribe, questions whether Native American leaders have been consulted.
I've reached out to all my contacts at numerous tribes that are here in the area, and they don't know anything about it.
Trujillo says he expects to talk with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources sometime next week about his concerns, as well as how the state can work with tribal leaders to find proper ways to honor Native Americans. Jim Gutis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
There's a continuing battle over nighttime noise around O'Hare Airport.
Elk Grove Village's mayor is asking the Chicago Department of Aviation to look at new ways to keep things quiet overnight near the airport. Aviation consultants have conducted an independent analysis of overnight airport takeoff and landings. The goal is to figure out which landing patterns could spread the noise out most fairly around the communities. Since there are several options, the battle continues. Elk Grove Village actually sued over the issue last year, but the case was dismissed. Cisco Cotto, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Donald Trump's disciples are at it again in Wisconsin. They're trying to force a recall effort against powerful state GOP leader Robin Voss, who refused to decertify President Biden's 2020 election victory there. A bipartisan commission is expected to reject the petition. Voss is quoted as calling petition organizers whack jobs and morons.
The iconic Chicago Chocolate Fest coming back to Long Grove later this spring.
The festival for all things chocolate will return to the Chicago suburb in May. The fest will transform the historic downtown into a giant interactive chocolate factory, with businesses offering interactive experiences like chocolate and wine pairings and tastings and candy making demonstrations. There will also be live music, carnival rides, chocolate arts and crafts, and of course, lots of chocolate foods. Some food in the past included chocolate donuts, chocolate-covered strawberries, cake pops, and more. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
There could be a change in the way Chicago Public Schools teachers are evaluated.
State Representative Cam Buckner is behind a bill that he says would create a fair evaluation system for CPS teachers. The proposal would allow the Illinois State Board of Education to take a deeper dive and ensure racial, ethnic, socioeconomic, and geographical factors are being taken into account. A new evaluation system would then be worked out by Chicago officials and implemented by 2025. Buckner and other supporters say in many cases, Black and Latino educators, as well as those working in struggling neighborhoods, are being rated far lower than their white peers, and claim studies in 2016 and 2020 prove that. However, CPS leaders have already pushed back and say the potential misuse of data would undermine the evaluation process. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Coyotes have been roaming Chicago neighborhoods since the late 90s. A Lakeview resident tells Channel 5 that he spotted one early this week sitting in the window well of his apartment building in Roscoe and North Halsted. Nathan Bean said the animal was calm but looked scared. Animal control workers arrived, removed it, and delivered it to wildlife experts. Chicago is said to be home to about 2,000 coyotes.
Last week, we told you about an adult bald eagle that was found near death in a flooded ditch in Michigan City. This week, there's good news to report.
The director of the Humane Indiana Wildlife Rescue in Valparaiso, Nicole Harmon, says the eagle's condition has improved dramatically in 1 week to the point where he's sharing space with another eagle in the facility's largest flight enclosure. Both were thought to have been hit by vehicles. The one found by joggers in Michigan City last week, she says, was hypothermic and probably had very little time left.
He certainly would not have survived that night.
Both eagles are regaining strength, she says. The younger of the two, taken in 2 weeks ago, is expected to be released back into the wild next week. There's a third at the facility. Two others treated there in recent weeks did not survive. Harmon told us in the previous 9 years, she has only treated 13 injured eagles.
For our facility to see five eagles in a span of 2.5 months, it just feels unbelievable.
Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.